opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's start off in Florida. We spend a lot of time here. Did you guys hear about the Florida receptionist that was, she was actually overpaid $400,000 by her job.
$400,000, yeah.
She thought it was a job bonus. You know, when when receptionists get a $400,000 bonus, it happens
they love
all the
me.
Time. Yeah. Man. They're so nice around here. Yeah, that's because you have huge boobs. No. By the way, that's from Lyra.
Lyra, yeah.
A Florida woman has been arrested after allegedly blowing through over $400,000 in overpaid wages. She claims
that's why she got it.
29-year-old. Oh, I love this. Jessica with the Y.
Really?
And Joe, it's a Y. Jessica.
Off J.
Yes. Jessica Arua. She was a receptionist at the Palm Beach Equine Clinic.
Yeah, horses.
That's she thought she got a $400,000 bonus. The police report said Arua was hired at a $60,000 salary, but a payroll mix-up caused her to receive the paycheck of a veterinarian with a $450,000 salary.
So she got paid regularly this much?
Yeah. No, it was just...
A one-time fee?
I think it was over time she was getting paid as the veterinarian.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was her payroll.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what the mix-up was. And then, of course,
she thought they just didn't take taxes on it.
What was the annual salary prior?
$16,000.
60.
One, oh, 60.
60.
60. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you said 16.
That's
also.
What I thought he said.
No, like, 60.
Okay.
Sorry.
It was $60,000. And she realized the difference weekly.
Yeah. She spent the extra cash on luxury goods from Coach, Michael Kors.
Of course.
Different furniture, restaurant meals, and thousands in Zelle transfers from someone listed as Mama Dukes. Yeah, Mama Dukes is getting some money.
So this is where you know she knew it wasn't her money.
Yeah.
Because she just spending frivolously. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's when you know it's not your money.
So you don't get the book thrown at you. You got to play dumb, right? Like, oh, I didn't know. Who? Yeah. You know, I found this money. Come on. All right.
In my account.
Let's... Let's talk about this other story, Florida scammer, before we get to the airline stuff. Back in Florida again here, a person posing as a doctor gave...
By the way, what was this veterinarian again? Or this horse doctor?
What do you mean?
What state?
Florida.
Florida. Still Florida.
So we're staying there.
Okay.
We get a little crazier. We'll just move over here. Let me see if the last story is from Florida, too. It's on a flight. Where are they coming from? I'll have to look later. Anyway, so this person gave Botox injections in a backyard shed, causing a woman to suffer facial paralysis, said the police. Now, first off, if you are getting Botox in someone's shed, I'm not saying you deserve this, but I'm also not saying that you don't deserve this.
Yes.
Like, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
To save money on, like, you're going to get something injected in your face. And you don't know if the person's licensed because they're, hey, can I move the lawnmower real quick? We'll pull a chair in here. What do you mean you're getting this in a shed?
Just or sit on my tractor.
Yeah. The Florida fraudster allegedly posed as a doctor and administered Botox injections out of her shady backyard med spa shed, as she called it, leaving one patient who paid more than $300 with facial paralysis. Rosa Mania, 50, yeah, was busted Wednesday. She should call Jessica. 50. After the numb-faced victim reported the botched procedure to police, who uncovered a stockpile of Botox, syringes, and other medical supplies. I almost feel like the police should treat this like someone that says, she sold me faulty drugs. Because if your dumb ass is going in a shed and getting a Brazilian butt lift, or you're going to all these other countries and getting cement put in your ass. Cement! Not cement. You ever see these people? It's like, man, they put fucking... They put freaking...
Absolute jackass.
Oh, asphalt in her ass. All right. I dumped it. Only the people in line heard me.
And us.
And you. All right. I'm going to go to the next story so I can get away from cement and the butt cheeks. All right. This last story. This is a lawyer. They kept calling her Karen. So fight breaks out on a plane after a female lawyer is accused of cutting the line to get off first. One man began chanting Karen as she argued with others. She turned to someone filming and asked, "Do you have permission to film me?" Another passenger said, "It's public, stupid." Of course I have permission to film you. But they get into this big heated argument, and when it comes down to it, she's trying to defend herself. Like, "Oh, what are you guys bitching for? I got up first. I have places to be." No, there should be a damn pecking order. When I landed from Ireland, and this had a couple that were sitting a couple rows behind me. I saw what the guy's doing. Mm-hmm. I stood up and stood in the aisle on purpose. Like, you guys aren't moving until everybody in front of me moves. I don't care. And this stuff, this is why we have issues. It's the same thing on the road for the people that know I need to get off up here, but I'm going to drive all the way up and just stop on the road until someone lets me over. Like they do on 295 getting on 95 if you're headed towards the city.
Yeah.
You know, that whole area. It's that long-ass line. You're like, I wonder what they're waiting for. That's to get on 95. I guess I'll drive all the way up to the end of it and then put my signal on and try to get over real quick. And here we go. More traffic. You're dumbass getting up. Why can't we get off the plane correctly? Why can't the people in front of you just... Yes. It's uniform.
It's pretty clear. It's clear, and there's no room for you to squeeze through, so why are you doing this?
Yeah, do you come up to the grocery store and run up to the front of the line and say, hey, I wanted to be here, so I'm just going to go ahead and do this first. No, but this woman, like, again, yelling at these people, and she says, just deal with it, people, my God. No, you're...
I know somebody like that.
And then she turned around and said, why don't you all shut up, and... I want to wait for the people in front of me to get up is what the guy said to her. And she's like, I'm a lawyer. Don't say anything to me. I know what I'm doing. Okay, cool. You're a jackass is what you are. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057 is the number. Clubhouse Connection at 745. But on the other side, we all can agree that Lamar is the best player on the Ravens 2025 roster. But who do you have as number two? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
All right.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Talking a little Ravens here after the world was stupid. We were all talking about, and Rob and I were discussing this because we've had these conversations, and you do this so much that you don't remember when you started, when it happened, but Lamar, obviously the best player on the team, right?
Clearly.
No question.
Absolutely, positively.
Who do you put in at number two behind Lamar as the best player on the team?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry for you. You want to elaborate why?
Yeah, I think because he's going to end up being the best running back we've ever had. I think he makes I think the most, and you know I would go with Kyle Hamilton ordinarily because I was a defensive player. I favor defenders, and I think he is, but he doesn't have the tenure in the league that Derrick Henry does. And Henry, to me, is just, he's changed this team that was already a good offense because the mesh point between Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry is the most dangerous mesh point in the NFL right now. And people may not know this, and this is for all the geniuses out there that would like, oh, he's a running back at 30. What are you, crazy? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what his best year for yards per carry was?
Last year.
5.9 yards a carry. So all these callers, all the people out there, you know, crapping on the move because, you know, this idiotic, he's at that age. Like, it doesn't apply to everybody. It does not apply to everybody. Look at Adrian Peterson when he was hurt. He came back in 10 minutes. I mean, it was, miraculous. So for me, it's Derrick Henry.
I take nothing from Henry because he's an absolute beast. And 5.9 is 5.9. I agree. He does change the dynamic of his offense. But does he have 5.9 without Lamar in the backfield?
He's got 5.9. I don't know.
I'm just. Yeah. I think the iron sharpens iron. I think he does bring something to the offense, but I think being in this offense with that guy in the backfield with you helps him out as well.
Yeah, I mean, he also had 10,000 yards before this year, so it's like.
Yeah, I'm taking nothing from him, and for the record, me not being a running back guy, I wasn't one of the ones that didn't think at 30 years old he wouldn't be effective. I don't think I've ever been that excited about signing a running back as I was when he signed Derrick Henry.
Because it's Derrick Henry.
Yeah, yeah. That's different. Yeah. There's exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
He is the epitome of the exception. And I don't think he falls off again this year.
I don't either.
You know, his falling off will be the same as we discussed the other day with Lamar falling off. Well, instead of having 41 touchdowns, he might have 38.
Right.
Instead of having 1,900 yards rushing, he may have 17. He may have 14 rushing touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 16 last year.
Yeah, that's falling off. I think that'll be his version of falling off. I don't think he's falling off to averaging 4.1 yards a carry. I don't think he's falling off to getting 1,000 yards in week 17. He's not doing that. It's hard to argue Derrick Henry being the second best player on his team, but can I throw an honorable mention in here just because I think he's the second biggest freak of an athlete on his team? Isaiah Likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your opinion piece?
I think Isaiah Likely is the second biggest freak of an athlete on this football team. And I think when he comes into his own, he's going to have so many wow moments. You know, like, did he just do that? I think he has that kind of athleticism.
Oh, I think he has a chance to be a top tight end in this league. Yeah. And I'm not talking like top tight end in the top 10. I'm saying like
the guy.
The top tight end.
Well, I'm just saying, with Mark Andrews, it's kind of hard to be the guy that gets, and you have so many weapons here. And I actually like all of your guys' answer, but the right answer is Kyle Hamilton. I mean, it's just, I mean, we can sit here and talk to her blue in the face. It doesn't matter. Kyle Hamilton is that dude. He does everything. I could make a case he's your best pass rusher. He's one of your best cover guys in picking up ground. He's one of your best players in the run game. Absolutely. So put him on offense. Let's see what he can do over there. He is just the bee's knees. He's the cat's pajamas. He's so good. Sorry.
Want to throw another F-bomb out there?
No, I don't.
Your thoughts, 410-583-1057. We all agree Lamar Jackson, best player on this football team for the 2025 season and 24 and 23. But who's number two? You think you have people out there who believe that Lamar is not the best player on the team?
Well, those people, guarantee somebody's out there.
If you are, call in, and then I'll let you know what an idiot you are.
No, please call in.
Yes. You should call in and say Lamar Jackson shouldn't. He didn't deserve the MVP award last year. Well, you should call in.
Saying he's not the best athlete on this team is just stupid. Stupid. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
I want him to do it. I want to get you. I want to get you wound up again.
Like, who's dumb enough to say that? Go ahead. Call in. Say it. Do it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Can you argue? You can make an argument, right, that Lamar Jackson might be the best football player in the league.
Of course.
But he's not the best on the Ravens.
Yes. I think he's the best player in the league. I said this for years. I used to say before he was the best quarterback, in my opinion, when he was, you know, doing his thing, I said, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Lamar Jackson is the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm. Now he's both.
Yeah.
Yes. Now he's the best quarterback and player in the league.
I was trying to look up something I read the other day just to tell you how good Lamar Jackson is. Who was the best running back in football last year?
Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
I couldn't get his first name out.
No, that's all right. I mean, so in his career, I got to get these career stats, stupid ass thing. In his career, you look at these guys, and I know, like, you might say Barkley's had some interesting seasons where he got hurt. Lamar has rushed for 6,173 yards in his career.
6,173. Yeah.
6,173.
He's going to be a 10,000 yard rusher and a 40,000 yard passer.
Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our guy Saquon Barkley.
Go ahead, tell us all about
him. He has rushed for, where is it, this damn thing? Oh, he has rushed for 7,216 yards.
So,
Lamar's about 1,000 yards behind him, and Barkley ran for 2,000 yards last year.
Wow.
So just to let you know, the guy that you consider the best running back in football, this guy is as good or better than him in that facet of the game.
That's amazing.
And then there was some goofball in Buffalo saying, well, he doesn't run in touchdowns. As Joe pointed out, and I saw somebody else ran with this yesterday, he had zero carries within the 5-yard line, Lamar did. You know why? Because he kept feeding 22, because that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
Let's go to Hunt Valley and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, listen, so I just heard two different things. One person said the second best athlete, and then somebody else said the second best player. I think there's a difference, but I think Lamar's definitely the best player on the team. I got to go defense. I got to go Hamilton as the second best player on the team and the second best athlete on the team. Just my opinion.
I think he's right.
There's no wrong answer. I mean, yeah.
Except for if Lamar's not the best player. That's the wrong answer for that.
That's the wrong answer. Yeah.
Best player.
It's
best
my opinion. It's my opinion. It's my opinion. You know, I always argue that. And also,
well, your opinion sucks, sir. Sir, your opinion is trash. That's not to the last call. That's to the guy that's going, Lamar's not the best athlete. I like my quarterback to be upright and turn the football downfield. Shut up.
Clubhouse connection at 7:45, but on the other side, are you surprised Baker traded for a draft pick? Do you think Elias in the scouting department is seeing something we don't? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Very proud of what Brian did here. You know, this is a guy who was a waiver claim, kind of fought his way onto the major league team. Underwent a lot of great development with our pitching department, using our analytics tools and the work that our pitching coaches did, and made himself into a premium reliever. And
that's Oriole general manager Mike Elias after the trade of Brian Baker. Brian Baker didn't have a good night last night in his debut with the Tampa Bay Rays. Gave up 3 runs in 1 inning. But you know, I don't think it is a move that deserves
they put him right out there
to be shot. Yeah, I think they played up in Boston, so it wasn't long travel. But no. Still, he didn't have a good performance. I mean, his last two outings, he's given up what, 7 runs?
Yeah.
Last night he went 1 inning, giving up 3 earned runs on 2 hits, strikeout 2 walks. He already now over 4.
That's how good he was that he's given up 7 runs and his ERA is just over four.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. For all the people that no matter what Elias does, you're going to bitch either way. This isn't for you. But if you get a phone call offering a first round pick for a reliever that's not your closer, I'm taking that 9 times out of 10, depending on, like, it matters where you are, first off, and the sell a piece. And I was just bringing up, too. Last year when the Tigers did this, and I'm not saying that the Orioles are going to do it, but you know, they traded away a bunch of pieces. They kept Skubal. He was the one piece they didn't trade away. And then they made a run to the postseason, and now you're looking at a team that got back one of the pieces they traded away in Flaherty, and they have the best record in, is it baseball now or just the American League? I think it's baseball.
I mean, you look at I think in terms of the Rays and the Orioles, if you look at the Rays' recent draft history and the Orioles, I think the Orioles value the draft a little bit more than the Rays. And I'm not saying the Rays don't care and they're bad at it, but I think the Orioles value the Rays make a lot of moves in the offseason and during the season, bringing guys in. The Orioles value the draft a lot more. So giving up Brian Baker for the pick, 37th pick in the draft, means a lot more for the Orioles than the Rays losing that pick.
So does this mean, if you're going to look at it, I'm asking this legit, that the team is looking to, you know, what they're going to look like in 2 and 3 years because of this move.
With the Orioles?
Yes. With the stockpile and draft. Now they have a ton of draft picks. You get 7 picks in the first 100. And you added one yesterday by design.
Well, so I'm looking at this too.
Because they didn't take a prospect or a position player. They just went, they took a draft pick.
Okay. I mean, but look, I guess when I'm looking at it too, the Rays still have a ton of picks.
Yes, they sure do.
That's why they moved this. They felt like, hey, let's get something for now to help us. And they really liked him. And as the Orioles said, they came after them. It's like getting a tap on the shoulder, like, here, you want this?
And I also think, I hear what you're saying, Ed, in terms of what the team's going to look down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are going to be some trades with the Orioles, with some young players. I'm not talking about Gunner. I'm not talking about Westberg. I'm not talking about Jackson Holliday or Couser. I'm not talking about those guys. But you have some other young guys in the farm system that I think, unlike in recent years, some of those guys may get moved.
Well,
also, on top of that, Jeremy, we were the number one farm team just a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And now we're not. Because everybody's come up and people, this farm system's trash. No, it's not trash. It produced players.
Yeah.
I think it's also a matter of restocking the farm system.
Yeah. And Mike Elias said in his quote about this was talking that, hey, look, prospects are just that. Like we're going to draft a bunch of players and people are like, well, what about now? He said, we might take one of those players and use him to get something for now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you got options.
And the other thing,
prospects sometimes are suspect.
Yeah. But people that say they don't have anything left in the farm system, I don't think you've seen Creed Williams play. I don't think you've seen Dylan Beavers or even Enrique Bradfield Jr. Those are still good pieces. Yeah.
How many of those people that talk about the farm system even knew what the farm system was 7 years ago?
I don't think they know all our teams in our farm system.
What happened was, Jeremy, they heard, it's the number one farm system. And that's what they wrote on.
Absolutely. And now it's not.
And now it's not. it's before I finished, you knew where I was going.
Yeah. Well, it's like you can have money in the bank, you can spend it. You can't have both.
Exactly.
If you're going to buy a house, you got to deplete your savings to buy a home or whatever you're making for a purchase. It's just this.
But Ed,
silly analogy.
Those are the people that had the beard at the game,
looking
this way when the game was that way,
right.
heard that it was the number one farm system. We're winning 100 games and we have the number one farm system. And then you start bringing these players up and like, well, we suck because our farm system is bad. They put 2 and 2 together.
You got 6.
And exactly.
Yeah.
That's where all that talk is coming from, Jeremy, because like Ed said, anyone who follows the game knows you can't continue to be successful on the field in the majors and have the number one farm system. You can't have both all the time. You can from time to time, but it can't be. It can't consistently be that way. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Yeah, and again, like the only thing I'm asking is just be fair about stuff. Like I was just listening to Jim Bowden talk about Elias hiring people to do the things that he's not good at, and I'm like, Jim, tell us the things you are good at, because right now you're on radio again. Stop it. And that wasn't by choice either. You know, you look at some of these guys that are that they draft and they develop, and I feel like a fan will go to a minor league game and all of a sudden they become a minor league expert. You know, it's like, oh, this guy, they can't trade him. I watched him have three hits in a baseball game once. What are we doing? Like, give credit where credit's due. If somebody called you saying, we want a bullpen piece for a first-round pick, who's saying no? Who's saying no to that?
Not Elias. Not me.
No, because he had to he pinched himself to make sure this was right. And again, like, this may even be the thing that starts them to go one way or the other. Like, if they start to figure out who they are, you know what's going to happen. They're going to win this series against the Marlins, too. It's going to happen. And here we are. Rob, what did you just say? 6.5 out?
Yep.
They're in baseball purgatory, and I feel like they're going to do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Trade some stuff for now, trade some stuff for later.
If I'm Mike Elias, when I got that call from Tampa, I'm running to the clubhouse, going to Brian Baker's locker, saying, get your ass out of here before they change their mind. Get your ass out of here.
Grab him by his ear and just drag him out.
Yeah, you got to go.
Man, they need you.
I got my plane ticket. We'll get it when you get there. Let's go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I don't think this signals the beginning of a fire sale for the Baltimore Orioles. I just don't. I think it was an isolated move, a situation that was available. You understand what I mean? It was available. They roll with it. I'm okay with that. You got the number 37 pick overall. You have 7 of the first 100 picks in the 2025 draft. You're going to be busy on Sunday.
Yeah. And again, like it's so funny that we have two very similar organizations that covet draft picks. And now that you can trade them, I love this. Like, people can say what they want. If you're not going to give Mike Elias credit for anything, that's fine. But he's drafted well. Even the people that want to bitch about Kierstead, and there's been a ton of bad luck that's gone along for that poor guy. I hope he figures it out at some point, even if it's not here. I'd hate to trade him now and sell low, because I still think that's a major league bat. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he plays in the field, but I think it's a major league bat.
Yeah. You think he's had enough of a chance to show what he can do up here?
No. No, I mean, like, again, when people talk about, I hate doing this, when people talk about Stowers, he was put on the Marlins and they said, hey, you're going to go out and play every day.
Right.
I think that takes a huge weight off your shoulders to know I'm in the lineup almost every day unless we're facing a tough lefty.
You know it does. Not only that, but on a team that has no expectations. They're not playing bad baseball. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they suck. But, Jeremy, when you're playing every day and the team that you're playing on didn't have any expectations, you're 8 games under .500, which for Miami is a pretty decent season. You're going into the All-Star break with at least 40 wins. I think that matters a lot for a young ball player. Let's go out to Ellicott City and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas?
Not much.
Great segment. Here's my thing, Rob. You guys have been mentioning how we got position players, controllable position players, right? So those guys are going to be signed at some point, have some type of extension put on their contract. If we're going to continue to draft field players that aren't going to come up here and make this team, we got to develop them to be tradable, right?
Absolutely. For pitching.
I mean, it's one of the two purposes, either for you or for somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, but it's still this year's draft, guys. I mean, you don't know where they're going to go this year. Now, from my understanding, we heard this from Duke the other day. There's a lot of high school middle infield talent in this draft. And I don't think the Orioles are going to reach for pitching because people are criticizing them for not drafting pitching.
They got $18 million in spending, too.
19.
Is it 19?
Yeah. They had the highest. Well,
is it 18 point something?
According to MLB Network Radio, I heard 19 this morning.
But I was looking at the number. I thought it was 18 point something. But again, whatever they said, it's the largest number.
Yeah, the most in baseball. We do know that.
And if there was a player that slid because of signability, I don't think he slides that far to the Orioles. But you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If somebody did slide, you have the ability to say, hey, we can throw a ton of cash at this guy. Or those competitive balance picks, do like you did with Gunner. And convince one of these kids that's supposed to go back to high or go to college out of high school, saying, "Hey, we're slotting you over with the bonus money. Come play for us."
Because what you're doing, you're buying out that NIL deal.
Yeah, and you're buying out what could be, like with these guys, also a potential first round pick, a guy that could be in the top 10 of the draft. How many times have we talked about this? Where it's like a guy, his signability. You're worried about him going to college. That's why he slides. It's not a talent thing.
Yeah.
Like with Gunner, he had committed to Auburn.
Have you seen these baseball NIL deals?
No.
Because baseball is not a big revenue sport and not talked about college baseball a lot. These NIL deals for baseball slide on the radar. They are ridiculous. Look at some of these NIL SEC deals. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you got to throw them a ton of money because that's what you're competing with. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Steve Molesky joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, I'm going to take you inside of the Orioles clubhouse. Great. Doubleheader sweep yesterday. You found one?
No, there's one I wanted to bring. It was softball.
Oh, yeah. Under the radar.
Jari Kennedy. It's Texas Tech, right? The NIL, $1.2 million for the 2026 season.
You know they said contributed to that, don't you? Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Huh?
Yeah. He contributed to that.
I can see that. I mean, it's... Yeah.
He made a quarter of that podcaster. His fat ass got off the beach and gave him some money.
I sure he had a seven-figure deal with Texas Tech.
Clubhouse Connection up next on The Fan.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I know a lot of you who played maybe competitive high school basketball, baseball or college ball, maybe I would say 15 years ago or longer, agree with me when I say this. Damn, I wish I had the technology that these guys have. When you're there, you see these tablets, and Tony Sanders, the first base coach and outfield coach, seems to be the keeper of the tablets. He's the one that gives the guys the tablets. And you see these guys after at-bats sit down, and they're in front of these tablets, and they're studying everything. You're pitch by pitch, freezing it, zeroing in on the spin, the angle of the pitch, seeing if there's anything to tip off, seeing if there's any differences in release points. And I'm sitting there when Laureano had it in the second game of the doubleheader, and I'm checking it out, trying to get an angle to see what he's looking at. And the information that these guys have is unbelievable. I'm not saying it makes the game easier than it was before, because I think pitching is tougher now than it was before. And only because, I mean, you can sit here and say, well, guys can't go three times through the order. They don't have to. When you got bullpen guys throwing 95 plus. But the technology, Jeremy, and I'm sure you would agree with basketball, some of the things these guys have, is unbelievable. These guys just don't sit in the dugout cheering. They're studying constantly. They're looking at what's going on. The adjustments that are made. Jordan Westberg, his first at bat, saw that slider, and he was miserable on it. Mm-hmm. Didn't hit it. He goes to the tablet in between at bats. They throw him the same pitch, and he hits a bomb to left field. Just that adjustment, man.
Well, there's something to be said. I was watching the Twins game yesterday. During commercial breaks, whenever the Orioles, Twins played at, what were we talking about? Twins Cubs that were at 1, yeah. Orioles were at noon. And in their broadcast booth, I was trying to figure out who it was at first, and then they said their names. Justin Morneau was in there, and yes. Glenn Perkins. Glenn Perkins used to be like the closer for mm-hmm. them. And
around the same time as Morneau, right?
Yeah. They played together. Yeah. But Glenn was saying to Morneau, he goes, you were one of the more analytical guys before there were analytics, really, in baseball. And he goes, what would you do with all the information today? And he was like, man, there's just so much stuff you have access to that if we had access to back in the day, who knows, maybe I'd still be playing. I mean, he had concussion issues. But,
yeah.
But like, that was a
former MVP.
Yeah, that's a top-notch prospect when he came up. Mm-hmm. And with Maurer, they had a great team. But like hearing these guys talk about it, that when people are going, oh, they're too analytical and I don't like this, I hate analytics, man. And it just drives me insane because it all helps. Use it how you see fit.
You can see four different pitches in a game. You don't want information? Dude, listen to me. If there's a runner on base and the other team mm-hmm. changes pitchers, Sanders is leaving the first base coaching box, going to the dugout, getting the tablet. Now he and the runners on base are studying a tablet. The hell you think they're studying? Mm-hmm. What's his pickoff move? You know what I mean? What does he throw? And as a runner who can steal bases, you also want to know his tendencies because you want to know what's a good steal count. Well, based on this, if he goes 2-1, this is what he's throwing, you might want to go. 1-2, he might throw something off mm-hmm. speed to try to get the runner out. You might the batter out. You might want to go. Or if you don't want that information and you just want to fly by the seat of your pants all the time, then you're probably not in Major League Baseball. You're not playing Major League Baseball.
No, because you see it all. If it's not a tablet, because it's not convenient, they're taking notes out of their pocket all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was all over Laureano yesterday because I thought I really just like the way he plays.
He's a dude.
He's a dude. He is. He made a sliding catch in the outfield it made it look easy, and it was not. It was a ball that was going to drop in. Sliding catch, snaps right up.
At the catch, what did he do? What did he do, Ed?
Went through his pocket.
Exactly.
For the next batter.
Where do I go now?
Yep. He did. He went right through his back pocket, pulled out the card, and started looking. I was like, yep. That's why he's there to make that catch.
Jeremy, you pointed out something. You said you watching the game, you're like, man, why is he hugging the line? And the next pitch, fly ball was hit to the outfielder. He didn't move at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, when I talk about this, there is something to being too analytical, but I'd rather be too analytical than not at all.
Yeah.
In today's
game. You
won't
be too smart or too dumb.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking yourself.
Oh, I'm just going to go on instinct. Awesome. Let's see how that works out for you. I'm going to get the information here of what he likes to throw in 2-1 counts and what he threw to me last time to see if he's going to pitch differently. What does he think I'm thinking? And let's not, I know what you know, what I know, that you know, I know what's coming.
But let's not get this twisted. Information, analytics have always been used. It was just used based on the technology that was provided to you. You weren't using... Hank Aaron wasn't using tablets because he didn't have it.
He was taking them.
But I guarantee you, he was using the best technology that was provided to him at that time.
It was a Stratomatic baseball.
Probably so.
Probably was.
Probably so, man. I wouldn't be surprised. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, we're talking some baseball with Steve Molesky up next on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.